I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're on Team Human, Conscious Intervention in the Machine. This is a sneak peek preview of our bonus episode, part two of my marathon car drive conversation with Genesis P. Orridge from back in 1993. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as all of our other bonus episodes with, people I knew from back in the day, from Timothy Leary and Terrence McKenna to Paul Krasner, Harvey Pekar, and others, please come to patreon.com/teamhuman or teamhuman.fm and click on support.
So I think something you were talking about is true, that it is really the as above, so below, that just as the individual humane physical manifestation of time, humane being, has DNA, and we have genetic engineering, genetic interference, the same goes for the culture, which is also a host body, which can also be manipulated and engineered and tampered with and corrupted and infected and healed. And one can argue, well, who chooses who has the right to tamper with all these things? And the simple answer is intention is the key. I don't think it's a moral, this is better than that. It's if the intention is sincerely to effect a positive change or a positive experiment towards change, then the results will be in some way positive or work towards a positive change. Intention is actually the vehicle, not the theory. Now, each person actually does really know what their intention is. They may never be able to articulate it or explain it clearly or convince anybody else. But inside them, somewhere in them, they know if their intention is towards a truly positive and stimulating development, or whether it is self-perpetuation, greed, the status quo, ignorance, violence, and ultimately atrophy, you know. We've been in the grips of the atrophied status quo and vested interests for a few thousand years, and it's about time we did something less primitive, in my opinion. And damn the consequences. There's always going to be people who are casualties, and there's always going to be destruction at some point. But probably far less casualties and far less destruction and a lot less. Instead of having a, what's that, exponential increase in suffering, violence and death, we'd have an exponential decrease, in my opinion. because stupid behavior would become laughable, as it should. Because once one has control over behavior, and you can redesign and manipulate and concentrate the way that people behave, and as you develop those conscious disciplines, the effort involved in doing it is such that there would be no point in wasting it afterwards on banal behavior. There are those people who believe that, of course, there's always going to be someone who wants to be Adolf Hitler. I don't believe that's true at all. I tend to think that culture and society do have a vested interest in imprinting fanaticism and psychopathic behavior, because that's basically their own behavior. What do our governments do when they don't like somebody? They bomb them and blow them up and arbitrarily murder, kill and maim and torture and rape and debase. So if your intention and your process is to step outside time and to step outside those behavioral lineages, then you're not going to behave in the same way, because there's no vested interest in it. You're stepping right outside this whole lineage once and for all. That's the point. It may be that it's done by stepping outside the body too. It may be that it's just stepping inside cyberspace, or it may be it's an imaginary world that each person peoples for themselves. No one really knows where it is yet. I would say it's stepping back into time. Oneness with the void, as they say. The unspeakable of time. It's interesting, because when I was really young and at school, still just in early teens, I had a magazine and the slogan was, "It's all a matter of time." And I used to wonder why I was so obsessed with always putting that as the masthead, and it's gradually dawned on me that I was probably intuiting a thread in what I've done that I'm beginning to grasp a bit better. Of course, now I even would put the word matter in bold, because time is actually matter. Time does matter. And we are the matter of time.
That was a little sneak preview of part two of my conversation from 1993 with Genesis P. Orich. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as all of our bonus episodes, come to teamhuman.fm and click on support, or go to patreon.com/teamhuman and become a subscriber to the show. You'll also get all sorts of benefits like access to our Discord channel and free books and just cool things. Thanks for listening.